I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The best of Up in the Air, meaning most of it, is right up there with the fresh and sophisticated comedies of Hollywood's golden age. Jason Reitman's third feature proves that he's exactly what he seemed to be in Juno, a filmmaker of rare distinction, and it proves that when George Clooney finds the right material, which this is, he's the equal of any star from that golden age. Clooney is Ryan Bingham, a man who fires people for a living. His job is transition specialist. He's able to do his dirty work as well as he does because he detaches himself, very much like a surgeon at the operating table, from whatever helpless specimen of humanity happens to be sitting on the other side of the desk. Ryan defines himself through detachment. He's a frequent flyer who crisscrosses the country firing people. More than that, though, he's a compulsive flyer floating in the zero gravity of non-commitment. What he loves about modern life is what most of us deplore: the alienation, the impersonal perks, the synthetic hospitality, the soulless encounters in dispiriting airports. The movie defines itself through its attitude toward Ryan. The delectable irony of the script is that his flash-frozen psyche makes him a paragon of emotional adjustment, at least for a while, in a newly frigid corporate climate. But the brilliance of the central performance is its expansiveness. Instead of deploring Ryan, Clooney delights in him, and we do too. Instead of belaboring Ryan's fateful flaw, the actor invests him with all the elation and formidable charm at his command. He creates a contemporary character we haven't seen before, a blithely self-ironic spirit who knows but doesn't care that a crucial piece of himself has gone missing. To make matters better, Up in the Air puts Ryan between two women who could carry movies of their own. One of them is Alex, a beautiful fellow traveler who comes on as his soulless mate when she says, "We're two people who get turned on by elite status." She's played suavely and seductively by Vera Farmiga. The other, Natalie, a recent college grad and an absolutely sensational comic performance by Anna Kendrick, can out-heartless him with chilling ease. Compared to her, Ryan is the Albert Schweitzer of the piece. The filmmakers keep a sharp focus on the process of separating people from their livelihood, then they dramatize the consequences of that process with a stunning series of vignettes in which the suddenly unemployed speak straight to the camera about their plight. These are real people who've lost real jobs. The quasi-documentary device pays off with a remarkable sense of immediacy, and it validates Jason Reitman's expansive view of comedy. He goes for life, not just for laughs. At least two of the three main characters develop and change, one of them quite dramatically. Unfortunately, some of the changes lead toward letdown. Nothing goes flagrantly wrong, you understand. The hero's evolution and the film's resolution are logical outcomes of what's gone before. It's just that Up in the Air can't sustain the verve and originality of its first hour. The script falls into patterns we can predict or have seen before, and an upper of a movie threatens to become a bit of a downer. These aren't minor flaws, but they're certainly unusual ones in the larger context. How often can you fault a wonderful comedy for an excess of humanity or plausibility? I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.